Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Johannesburg residents taken to social media. You've taken to messaging me, and certainly we noticed it here this morning, a very, very strange smell in the air. So across several parts of the city, people have reported, they've sent messages to us about a strong sulfur-like odor. Some of you describing it as rotten eggs, but we wanted to know, is it dangerous? Do we need to panic? You know, because I can panic. I am prone to, you know, I'll walk around with a gas mask if absolutely necessary. But is it? Let's chat to an expert, to Dr. Gerhard Verduin. He's a toxicologist with the Griffin Poison Information Center. A very, very good morning. Thank you for joining us on such short notice. What is it?
Good morning.
What is it that we're smelling this morning?
Most probably a high concentration of dihydrogen sulfide or H2S. There might be other gases also in the atmosphere, because remember, with all the industries and all the cars around Gauteng, there are emissions by the millions of kilograms of noxious fumes on a daily basis. But what normally happens with this time of the year, when we shift over from summer into the early stages of autumn, is that the air is quite stable and we get what we call a temperature inversion. In other words, there's cold air from the evening on the surface of the earth, and over that is hot air, and that prevents any convection. So whenever there's any pollutant in the atmosphere, there's no normal movement of the air to lift it up into the higher atmosphere. And especially with Gauteng, with the winds coming in slightly from the east, you must understand there are lots and lots of coal mines, plus there's also lots of the coal-fired power stations. And the moment you talk about coal, the moment you even mention that, then you get the idea of hydrogen sulfide being emitted, and also sulfur dioxide and sulfur trioxide. There's always the hint that there might also be a bit of emission from Sasol, but that's not the main cause. Sasol might be a small contributor, but that's not the main cause. So we also have to point the finger back at ourselves for incomplete combustion of wood fires and coal fires, because when it starts getting cold, people obviously make a fire. And when you incompletely combust that hydrocarbon fuel, whether it's in the form of coal or lignite, or where you burn wood, there's always going to be emission of smoke and then also hydrogen sulfide. And then what happens at night, then that smoke rises up, but it hits that plateau where it can't rise up because of convection being absent, and it drifts all over the place, and it makes like a blanket of these invisible fumes all over the city, and it smells like rotten eggs. And rotten eggs is always, always associated with hydrogen sulfide. The question is it dangerous?
Correct.
My perspective as a toxicologist is nothing unusual in the human body is good for yourself. So it is unfortunate that in Gauteng, with that massive humanity and all the coal-fired power stations around you and all the coal mining in Mpumalanga close to Gauteng, that there are these emissions, and the air is definitely not conducive to normal health. So you can expect that will be irritations in your throat. Some people might feel like a bit of constriction of the alveoli. And it is going to continue until you either get good rain to precipitate all that material onto the earth, or when you get quite a good wind blowing either from the east and blowing it out to the Kalahari, or from the west to blow it out towards the ocean. So that's unfortunately an after effect of humanity and all our industries. And let us not point a finger at anybody, because we all benefit from that. So it's just a case of it happens, especially this time of the year. When you've got stable air, no air movement, and you get cool conditions at night, which then causes that temperature inversion.
Are people that who are have an allergy or an intolerance to sulfur susceptible to this?
Yes, obviously, because the hydrogen sulfide is unfortunately a very unpleasant smell, but your nose picks it up at as low as 12 parts per billion, in other words, a very low concentration, which is not really toxic to a human being. The more worrying thing is the SO2, which is also very prevalent in your part of the world because of car emissions and incomplete combustion of coal and stuff like this from the coal-fired power stations. That's more dangerous because the sulfur dioxide reacts in the air with UV and with normal air moisture and becomes sulfur trioxide, then it becomes sulfuric acid, and that is very bad for any person. So if you are exposed to sulfur dioxide, like in the old days, remember when we bought the fresh juices, they had sulfur dioxide as a preservative, and even myself, when I drink it, immediately feel that your trachea closes up and your alveoli closes up. So it does cause that stuff. So what I can tell people, if you're prone to being responsive to any sulfur dioxide or hydrogen sulfide, the easiest thing to do is to get a proper, like, a nose and face mask, not the cheap rubbish that you buy from a normal store, but a proper one. And there are a couple of brands you can buy from some of the larger retail outlets that cause or it actually filters the air out with a little filter on the side, and that is, it's not easy to breathe, but it is, at least it takes out a lot of the stuff, not all of it, but it takes out a lot of the stuff. And if you moisten it on the outside, it even makes it better to trap some of that stinks, and you change it every second or third day. That should help a lot for people that are prone to being affected by sulfur dioxide and hydrogen sulfide gas and these other noxious fumes in the atmosphere.
Does an air conditioned unit help at all?
Not really. It depends on what your condition unit is like. If you have one of the expensive ones with carbon filters and other filters like that, it does help to filter out some of the fumes. But then you also need to maintain your air conditioner by getting a specialist in to come and service and replace your filters, and also to replace especially the solid particle filters, because many of the solid particles, we talk about the PM2.5, in other words, it's small little smoke particles or dust particles of 2.5 microns. Now, they trap some of these gases, and when they enter your airways, they go right into the alveoli, and they release those things in the alveoli, which is even worse than being in the pure gas. So an air conditioner is not a guarantee unless you've got a very good one and unless you service it properly.
So I know you said that either there needs to be rain or a strong wind to move it, but traditionally, how long does this type of thing normally last?
It lasts until you start getting warmer conditions. Now, I haven't watched the weather forecast that much for your part of the world lately, but it is still early in autumn, so there is a good chance that the air might warm up sufficiently to cause convection. And convection is one of your best ways to get this stuff dissipating up into the higher atmosphere, away from the normal atmosphere that we have on ground level, let's say 1,000 meters where we all live and work and so on. So that is a possibility, which I think will happen quite soon, because it can't stay cold for long because we have to have some warm spells again. And then like I said, there are chances of rain, and hopefully God blesses you with the good wind coming in from inside to blow the stuff away and cause healthy convection. That will dissipate these fumes quite easily and then make it easy for people to breathe and without all these consequences.
Dr. Gerard Verdun, thank you as always for chatting to us, bringing us the information, bringing us the facts, giving us an understanding of what it is that we're dealing with. He's a toxicologist from the Griffin Poison Information Center.